A word for you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. While it was true for the Galatians of that day, having fallen back into legalism, the old Jewish rules of circumcision and that, where Paul even warned them that if they continue in that direction, they have fallen from grace. And that little bit of legalism, the danger was that they should be totally leavened. In other words, its influence will corrupt their whole Christian life and the church. It's not the first time the Bible uses comparisons like this. Paul also uses it when he warns the Corinthian church and speaks about the sexual immorality that had been condoned by the church. They were aware of it, and yet they wanted to cover it up and allow it to go on. And that is why he says in verse 6, you need to deal with it thoroughly, for do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? In other words, that corruption which they were condoning was influencing the whole church. So he goes on to say in verse 7, therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. So, as it was then in that Corinthian situation, in the Galatian situation, it is also true today that it might be as a congregation, but let's make it more personal. Maybe this has to do with a little bit of condoning of sin in your own life. Perhaps it's something very, very private and secret. It's just a little thing. Well, the same question is asked of you today. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Kushuguti anazi inuguti imvubelo encane izongena esinkweni sonke. In other words, this thing will defile you completely. Ison esincane uma usivumela kuzongena phakathi kwakho enhlizweni. You see, condoning of sin, when you are aware of it, when the Holy Spirit has put his finger upon it, means that you are being disobedient to him. And the moment he withdraws his presence and his joy, and you will feel his sadness, then it is that you know that you won't have his power to get victory over other sins. And then it is true that a little leaven has leavened the whole lump.